This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
There are going to be a lot of new video superstars coming out of Reel.Video, which is launching in July. You know, it's the new YouTube alternative. It's the alternative to YouTube censorship. A lot of channels, 20,000 people so far, plus actually requesting channels there. And already some people have asked me a question: what does it take to be successful doing podcasts or video blogs or video news or just being a personality that people want to watch and listen to? And so I thought I'd take a few minutes here and actually work to answer that question for you, because for some reason I've become one of the more interesting people online. I mean, there are a lot of personalities and many who are a lot more popular than I, of course, in terms of videos. Like there's Steven Crowder, there's Paul Joseph Watson. You know, there's a bunch of people out there who are great and people I like to watch and listen to as well. And I like to watch the interviews of Greg Hunter, for example, and Gary Franchi and many others. But, you know, I'm out there too. And I'm one of those people that has I wouldn't say a following, that's not the right word, just people who like to listen and watch what I do. So if you're wondering what's the secret to that, I'm going to tell you right here. I'll tell you how to have a successful channel. And you're not going to like the answer, because not everybody is sort of wired to be able to do it. But here it is. You got to be 100% authentic. And most importantly, this is the hard part, you have to not care what people think about what you're saying. Because if you care about what people think, then you cannot be successful doing a podcast or doing videos or doing anything. Because you'll sit there, you'll read the trolling responses, and you'll drive yourself nuts. Because no matter what you say or do these days, there's somebody that hates you. Now, there's also somebody that loves what you're doing, no matter what you do. But there's a lot of people that hate you as well. So if you are driven by a desire to be liked, you cannot be successful in the online content world. So number one, you have to be willing to stand apart as an individual. You know, there's that Monty Python skit where the priest, what is it like a priest in the ancient Middle East or something? He's like talking to the crowd, says, "You are all individuals," and the crowd shouts back, "We are all individuals." And the priest shouts to them, says, "You are all different." And the crowd shouts, "We are all different." And then one guy out of the crowd stands up and says, "Not me." You know, it's a very funny Monty Python skit. I think I'm paraphrasing it. Probably didn't get it quite right. But I'm that guy in that skit that stands up and says, "Not me." And if you're not like that person, then you won't make it in the online world of content. You have to have a kind of self-confidence and an authenticity, a naturalness in what you do, which means you need to be uninhibited to share your innermost feelings and emotions and analysis and even things that might feel personal or intimate. So you have no emotional privacy, right? You need to come to terms with that right up front, because people watch you and listen to you, and if you're going to be interesting, then you have to be authentic. And to be authentic, you have to bare your soul. You literally have to, well, I guess figuratively have to rip off any masks or shells or acting or characterizations. It has to be the real you, because people online are pretty savvy about who's authentic and who's faking it, who's reading a script versus, you know, who's actually speaking from the heart. And that comes across just instantly. All of us can tell, by the way. And so if you don't come across as authentic from day one, then really nobody's interested in watching you, because nobody wants to see some scripted BS. you know, I mean, the great thing about the internet is people want to connect with you through authenticity. But the downside or the flip side is, I'm telling you, if you are authentic, some people will hate you. And if you allow that to drive you, then you'll never make it. So you need to be authentic, but also have courage or confidence in what you're saying and doing. And that comes from, like in my case, actually doing a lot of research and reading history books and learning science and actually being competent in the things that I'm saying. Don't claim to be 100% right, but I'm right most of the time on most things, and the analysis is valuable to people, and that becomes self-evident to listeners. So you got to provide value, but also be authentic and be willing to bare your soul. I told you you wouldn't like it. That's, for a lot of people, that's a lot to ask, because a lot of people are pretty comfortable in their little comfort bubble zone, you know, where it's just like, hey, I'm really fine right here, just pretending to be okay. And, you know, you have your Facebook friends, and you have your fake life that you're sharing with them, you know, where your apartment is always clean, and you're always on vacation, and you're always having fun, and you're never depressed, and nothing ever goes wrong for you. And I don't mean you in particular listening to this. I'm talking about these professional Facebook people online that just, everything is awesome all the time. It's all BS, you know. That's why you listen to my podcast. You know when I'm frustrated about something, or you know if I'm struggling with something. But I'll also share the victories, and I'll share the breakthrough moments, the inspiration, but also some of the downside of, you know, things that concern me and so on. That, I think, is part of the secret to being listened to, being watched. I mean, let's face it, no informed, intelligent person watches the news anymore, right? I mean, I'm talking about like cable news. Who watches the news? I mean, who just sits there and takes that in and thinks that that's actually good information? Because it's a bunch of actors and actresses and supermodels wearing like party dresses on, sitting behind a news desk, reading a teleprompter, reading words that they didn't write, and half the time they don't even understand. I know there are exceptions to this. There are exceptions. There are some good, like Laura Ingraham is intelligent. You know, Sean Hannity has good analysis and so on. There are good people on cable news. I'm talking about more the CNN crowd, the MSNBC crowd, what have you, or even some of the more rhino version of Fox News. If you're just sitting there absorbing that, I mean, nobody wants to do that who's intelligent anymore. People want unique, authentic information from individuals because they want to hear your opinions. They want to hear your point of view. They don't want you to be some neutrality robot. I'm neutral. No opinions here. Like Fox News used to be, we report, you decide. BS. We report, you decide. They decide what to report before they report it. Of course. They report. I mean, they decide what to report, and then they report it, and then you decide whether it's true or not. So the slogan is nonsense. By the way, just to wrap this up, a final thought on this. As it goes in terms of having a following, you can either be informative or you can be entertaining, but the best people are a combination of both. And that's what I strive to be, is mostly informative, a little bit entertaining from time to time as well. People do want to spend their time wisely when they're listening to you, and so they want to learn something. They want to have a unique analysis or perhaps a point of view or a piece of knowledge that wouldn't have occurred to them through other vectors. You know, they don't watch you to get an analysis that they can get on CNN. And I hope you're not parroting CNN's talking points anyway. But it's okay to be a little bit entertaining, because that's authentic. You know, these news robots on network news are just so fake. And you can tell they're reading teleprompters, that they have no clue what they're saying. Like someone else wrote the words. They're performers. They're not even news people. They're going to be replaced by robots, okay, inside of a decade, probably. I mean, or just be a virtual reality, you know, a CGI version of a newscaster. Because they're just puppets. They're just puppets. You know, the real news is, it comes from the person writing the story who has done the analysis, who's done the research, and now can connect some dots and can offer a unique analysis or an informed analysis. That's what has value. And if you can present that information with a sense of authenticity and reality of you as a human being, with all your bonuses and all your faults, then that is what brings audiences back to you because you're authentic. Authenticity, I believe, is the key. And that's my advice. Now, you may disagree with it, which is fine. You're welcome to start a channel on Reel.Video and try something totally different. And because I might be wrong, who knows? But this is what I've learned so far in my experience. But other people have different pathways to getting audiences. And you're welcome to try all those different things. Just go to Reel.Video. You see, I love the fact that people try different things. I want you to succeed in whatever way suits you best. Go to Reel.Video, request a video channel there. And I look forward to seeing your videos on Reel.Video. I just hope they're authentic, or you won't get that many views, probably. We'll be promoting the best new personalities, by the way. We have an editorial team. They're going to be writing about you and your videos. If you're an interesting person and you've got some interesting things to say, we're going to be featuring you automatically. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, there's no charge to you. We're just doing this publicity to help promote you and help promote Reel.Video at the same time. So start posting some really interesting videos and let our VIP support team know about them. And we will let our editorial team know what you're doing and get the ball rolling for some publicity for you. Just keep it real, man, as they say. Keep it authentic. Be a little bit entertaining, but definitely be informed. You know what you're talking about, in other words. If you come on and you want to talk about gun control, make sure you actually know something about guns, which most gun control people don't, by the way. So that's going to get a lot of laughter in the comment section. That will be interesting. Just know what you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. Have some knowledge and then, you know, connect with the real world. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.